Welcome to Morsi Therapy. This week, Good News Friday. This is normally done, I guess, the past couple weeks. Well, last week I didn't do it because I was out of town, but I typically do it in the morning time, and just for whatever reason, I don't know if I was putting it off, but here we are. So it's Friday afternoon. It's been a long week. I don't know about for y'all, but it has been a long week for me. A lot of things going on, a lot of emotions, and just like the title of the podcast says, and I know you're saying Good News Friday and worry. How do you get those two words? How is that good news? Well, I do have good news, but has anybody dealt with worry this week? I'll be the first to say I deal with worry almost every single week, whether it be, you know, people worry about paying bills, people worry about health, a doctor's visit maybe they have to go to, or maybe to hear results from a doctor's visit, maybe somebody losing their job or looking for a new job, paying your bills. You know, that's different things we worry about. I guess that's human nature. We tend to worry about. There are some people that probably say, hey, I don't ever worry about anything. I just hit it one thing at a time as it comes. And, well, good for you. I mean, you know, the rest of us out there that actually are human and worry from time to time, even if it's just the slightest thing, can actually cause us to move into a little bit of fear. So I got two stories I want to kind of talk to you about that's personally happened to me. So at one time back in 2021, the end of 2021, the place that I was working at got bought out by another company, and that whole process, it was uncertainty, fear. You know, were you going to get paid the same? Are they going to keep you? Are they going to say, hey, we don't need you anymore? And that whole process was kind of kept me in a little bit of fear as well as worry. And of course, everything did work out fine. Everything did work out right. God does have a plan and purpose for your life. But I guess when you're in the time of trouble and you're in the time of being tested, you still have that worry. You still, you know, have that in the back of your mind. It isn't, you may think that you are just going to let it ride itself out and not give in to worry. But, you know, I think we're all human and we tend to let it come in from time to time. So, you know, that whole process worked out fine. I ended up having the job I'm at now. So all that through that whole process, even though it was scary of, being bought out by another company, you know, and in a roundabout way, losing your job, but actually getting another job and didn't know how long you'd have the job and, you know, if it all worked out and doing something new. But so that was a type of worry that I dealt with. Another type of worry I had about, it was in December this past year. The wife had, we had to, admit her into the hospital, and, there were some tests that had to be done, and, we didn't know which way things were going to go. We didn't know, you know, as far as her health wise, how things would play out, and waiting on the test to come back. That was grueling. That was nothing but worry. And then you try to hand it over to God and, you know, try to be strong through it all, try to be strong for your family. And through it all, it makes you stronger. But, you know, you still have that worry. You still have that fear of the unknown. You have that, which causes worry. And that whole process was, it was very an emotional ride. God answered prayer, and, we made it through it, and here we are. So if you are going through some kind of a trial, you know, whether it is you're waiting on a doctor's response, or you're getting tests back, or you're trying to find a new job, you can't find a job, and all that worry kind of lays in on you, and it kind of grips you. It kind of puts you into a little bit of fear. So make sure that you just hand it over. So I've got a quick thing, as I do always on these Good News Fridays. I have a scripture I kind of want to go over with you. Let me put this up on the board so you can see it. And it's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So don't let the worry turn into fear, is basically what I'm saying. And there's people here that, you know, you've always got your family support around you. If you don't have a family, well, here you are. You can always, anytime there is something that comes up maybe in your life that you would like somebody to pray about, and you don't know exactly, sometimes, you know, when we're gripped by fear, you don't know what to pray or how to pray. You can always, whether it be on my Facebook or whether it be on my YouTube, on Facebook, you can DM me or even put in a message if you don't want to nobody to know about the prayer request, and you want to send me a message about something you'd like me to pray about. I'd be glad to do that. So just drop me a DM and let me know. But, you know, we need to all be here for each other, you know, going through worry, going through different things in our life. So with that being said, that's all I've got to say right now. I will catch you on the next podcast.